And you may be seated. Amen. If you have your Bibles, if you could turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 13, starting at verse 1. Again, that's Matthew chapter 13, starting at verse 1. While you're looking for that, I'll tell you that I actually had something else prepared, but the Spirit spoke and said to preach this, so I will do just that. Matthew chapter 13, starting at verse 1, and it says, "That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, 'Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no roots, they wither away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and thorns grew up and choked them.'" This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Today I had an overall theme of how to live life. At the 8 o'clock service, I preached walking in the light, and at the 9:30 service, it was walking in wisdom. And like I said, I had something else, but the Spirit spoke to me and said, "Preach walking in wisdom." So I will do just that. The subject today is walking in wisdom. This particular passage is referred to as the parable of the sower. Now, what exactly is a parable? It is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. It is a teaching aid or a mechanism through which God gives us understanding. When Jesus talked in parables, he connected people to what he wanted them to know by connecting them to what he already knew. As you already know, people learn from all different types of teaching methods, and speaking in parables was simply one method in which Jesus chose to teach. When we read this parable, it was targeted towards agricultural people or those who understood the principles of sowing and reaping. This point of this particular passage, excuse me, is for us to be in good spiritual condition so that we can walk in wisdom throughout all of our lives. In order for us to be able to walk in wisdom, we have to understand what we need. First, what we need is a good seed. Do you have a good seed? Do you have a good, healthy, strong seed? If you don't know the answer, I want to tell you that the answer is yes. You all have been given a good seed because the seed represents the word of God, which we know to be perfect and true. Therefore, we all already have a seed that is good, a seed that is strong, and a seed that is healthy. God has given us the seed in order to teach us ways to deal with life's ups and downs, because the seed will teach us how to pray without ceasing. The seed will teach us how to have faith that is the size of a mustard seed. The seed will teach us not to let our hearts be troubled or afraid because we have been given peace. It is the seed that will teach us how to love and treat each other. The seed will teach us how to honor our father and our mother, how to love our neighbor as ourselves, and how to forgive others. The seed holds so many good and wonderful things inside, and if nurtured properly, the seed will produce a harvest and will blossom to show us how to better our lives, how to strengthen our relationship with God, and how to discern between the things that are good versus those that are evil. That is how much power the seed has. In order to walk in wisdom, having a good seed is not just enough. Not only do we need a good seed, but we also need a ground that is in good condition. If the seed represents the word of God, then the ground represents the person. The ground represents our spiritual lives. The ground represents our relationship with God. Therefore, we have to make sure that our ground, that our foundation is strong and healthy enough for the seed to root, grow, and prosper. I'm sure some of you have seen grounds that are in bad condition. If you drive through the city of Atlanta, you can see a lot of grounds, a lot of streets that are in bad condition because there are a lot of potholes. After storms, you can see grounds that are in bad condition from the after storms because there's so much debris in the street. Grounds that are in bad condition have so many rocks that you can hardly walk without losing your balance. Therefore, to ensure we have a solid ground with healthy soil, we have to make sure that we clear the area. In other words, we have to get rid of anything that may be harmful. Anything that is not compatible to the word of God, we must remove it. Anything that does not resemble the word of God, we must clear it out of the way. We must clear it out of our lives. We must clear the ground of anything harmful because it could interfere and prevent the seed from reaping the harvest. If we want to be all that God has called us to be, in order for the word of God to take root, in order for the word of God to establish itself within each of us and to do work in our lives, we must clear the area. Later in this chapter, Jesus explains the parable, and the scripture says, "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. That is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the one who cares of the world and the lure of the wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing." What are things that can cause our ground to be rocky? What are things that can cause our ground to be full of thorns and full of weeds and not solid enough to withstand the pressures of life? If you don't know, being too casual or complacent when it comes to hearing the word of God can cause our ground to be unstable. Stubbornness. No one wants to be called stubborn, right? Stubbornness or an unwillingness to serve can cause us to have an unstable ground. Our ground can become too rocky when we grow impatient with God or when we don't trust that God's word can work in our lives. Having a rocky ground causes us to be spiritually weak, which means that we are unable to endure the obstacles. We are unable to endure the trials and tribulations and the storms of life when they come. If we are not careful, thorns and weeds will grow when we become of the world rather than of God. Greed can cause thorns. Jealousy can cause thorns. Selfishness, resistance to God's word, resistance to God's vision, hatred, and mistreatment of others can all cause thorns to grow in our ground, which will affect our spiritual ground and our foundation. Therefore, if we ever want to make room for the word of God to grow in our lives, we must clear out all the bad things and those things that are not of God in order for the seed in us to grow. In order for us to walk in wisdom, not only must we clear out everything that is harmful, but we must also till our ground. When we till our ground, we begin to loosen up everything that's inside of us. One definition of till is to turn over. If we want the word of God to be planted in our hearts, we must turn over our hearts completely to him. We must turn over our minds completely to him. If we want the word of God to be planted in our lives and to be able to reap a harvest, we must completely turn over our lives to him so that we can make room to create a place for that seed to be planted. By turning over our soil and cultivating it, it means that we are being intentional. We are being intentional about our relationship with God. We are being intentional about our relationship growing stronger with God. We are being intentional about studying God's word, and we're intentional about our prayer life, and we're intentional about our spiritual life. By turning over our soil, it shows that we truly care about understanding God and increasing our relationship with him. That is what it means to till our ground. Don't wait until after the fact to till your ground. What does that mean? What do I mean by that? Don't wait until after the troubles and the sorrows of life have already plowed through and damaged your ground to try to till it. Because it means that you have to come in and do more work to try to put everything back together and to try to create another nurturing environment for the seed to be planted. Don't wait until your ground has been broken up by life's tornadoes and earthquakes, and don't wait till those things have cracked your ground to try to find a good place for the seed to be planted, because it will take you longer to cultivate it and for the seed to take root. Don't wait until your personal struggles and storms of life have come in and damaged your ground for you to try to till it for a good place for the seed to grow, because it will take you longer to get your ground back in good condition. So what do I mean? What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say to start now. Start now. Getting your ground in good condition before the troubles come. Start now before the earthquakes and the tornadoes hit. Start now before the storm hits. Because if you start now, your ground will be strong enough to withstand the blow. If you start now, your ground will be strong enough to take the hit. And the damage won't be as bad. The pain won't be as bad. The hurt won't be as bad if we start now getting our ground in good condition. It can withstand the trouble. It can withstand the storm. It can withstand the pressures of life. That is how you walk in wisdom, because you would have prepared yourself well enough for the seed or the word of God to take root in your life. And because of what has taken root in your life, you are therefore able to produce a harvest despite the storms that may come through. You are still able to produce something despite the pressures of life that may be in the way. Wisdom is receiving knowledge. Walking in wisdom is preparing a place for that knowledge to be planted. And it is allowing that knowledge to take root in your life. And once that knowledge takes root, you still maintain your ground that is already in good condition by continuing devotion, by continuing a good prayer life. That is how we maintain our ground that's in good condition. We do that by attending worship services and Bible studies and Sunday schools and connect groups. That is how we maintain and nurture our ground. We do that by going out and evangelizing and ministering and making more disciples for Christ. That is how we continue to maintain our ground that's in good condition. The scripture says other seeds fell on good soil. And when it fell on good soil, it brought forth grain. Some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. You already have the seed. So make time preparing. And make time tilling your ground for that seed to be planted so that it can grow and make a difference and prosper in your life. And while you are out witnessing, while you are out evangelizing, if someone else has a broken ground, you will be able to tell them how you got your ground in good condition. You will be able to use your personal testimony and your study of the word and your understanding of God to help someone else who may have a few weeds, who may have a few thorns, who may have a few rocks on their ground to get rid of it, so that the seed in their life can be planted. Continue walking in wisdom, and while you are walking, share that wisdom with someone else. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let the church say amen. Let us stand as Reverend. Amen. Just real quickly, let's give this choir and these musicians a hand clap. Thank you so much for leading us in worship. It is my prayer that you all have a safe and blessed week and that the rain does not cover the sunshine in your life. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of His Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide within each of us now and forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen.
Amen.
Go in peace.